Hello everybody, it's me Vidushi Besht, and today I'm gonna be reading chapter 2 of Ghost Pirate Treasure. Chapter 2. Do you know the one about the pirate? Dawn finally came and a tomb-like silence filled the mansion. The 13 ghosts who lived there slept deeply during the day, just like any respectable ghost would. They had to recover from the hard work they did at night. Normally, Billy would be resting during those peaceful hours too, but not that morning. Even though he was tired, he couldn't stop twisting and turning in bed. He was wondering about the holes that had suddenly appeared in his yard. Even counting the mansion's many bats didn't help him fall asleep. "I can't figure it out," he blurted at bat number 1264. "Maybe Uncle William can come up with an explanation." Billy got dressed and walked down the hall. It was as quiet as an empty tomb and as cold as the breath of the abominable snow rat. He got to the door of the boiler room and found it closed. A warning sign was nailed to the door: "Do not disturb ghost sleeping." Billy stopped, unsure. Finally, he gathered his courage and entered the kingdom of his great-great-great-uncle William Squeaksphere. He found himself in a round room with wall-to-wall bookcases filled with very old books. His uncle was sound asleep in an old stuffed chair. His long whiskers were rolled up in curlers. Billy gently tried to wake him. "Uncle William, wake up. Something really weird has happened." But his uncle kept sleeping. Billy tried tickling his whiskers, but it didn't work. Finally, he took a deep breath and screamed as loudly as he could. "Uncle William! Wake up!" The ghost jumped up like a spring. He waved his walking cane and stammered, "What's happened? Is the house on fire? Is the enemy attacking? Charge!" Then he noticed Billy and plopped himself down on the stuffed chair. "What happened, nephew? Why did you disturb my sleep?" he asked. "Since someone dug a lot of holes in our yard last night," Billy stuttered. Uncle William looked puzzled. He thought for a bit, then his face lit up. "I've got it," he cried. "They were probably looking for the treasure." Billy's whisker trembled with excitement. "Treasure? Why would anyone look for treasure in our yard?" Uncle William yawned. You really don't know much, do you, nephew? Don't you know the legend of Morgan Black Whiskers, the pirate who stayed at our house and left us a treasure?" "What?" Billy asked in disbelief. His uncle nodded. As he continued his story, his eyes grew heavy with sleep. "If the gossips in Mysterious Valley were right, the pirate Black Whiskers was a good friend to your great-great-great grandmother, Lady Squeaksphere. That was 400 years ago, more or less."
"Lady Squeaksphere?"
"Yes," his uncle replied. "But no one has ever found even a trace of the famous treasure. And that's all I will tell you now, nephew. It is time to sleep. But before I drift off, let me tell you some jokes. Do you know the one about the sea student? What grades did the pirate get on his report card? High C's. And the one that's so corny? Let's see. How much did the pirate get for his con? A buck an ear." He told few jokes, but soon he fell into a deep sleep, as deep as a pot of cheese fondue. Billy quietly stepped out of the room and gently shut the door. "Sweet dreams, Uncle," he whispered. "There's a real mystery afoot," he exclaimed, scratching his nose. "And I know just the mouse who can help me solve it. I've got to call Creepella." So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of me reading a chapter from Ghost Pirate Treasure. I'll be back again tomorrow to read another chapter in another episode. This is Vidushi Bish signing off. Bye-bye.